Welcome back, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. As always, I have a few important notes before we continue with our story. Derailed is a fictional mystery series which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Content warnings for all of our episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. Some of these can contain spoilers, but as Derailed explores some dark themes, I recommend checking them out beforehand. The show's founders, Mateo Bradford Vasquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan, would like to thank you once again for supporting this podcast and wish you an awesome listening experience. Last week's episode definitely answered some burning questions, but let's do a quick recap before we continue with our story. Previously on Derailed, Jace learns more about Lena Hadid during a chilling conversation with her father, Dr. Yusuf Hadid. Yusuf reveals that Lena had a younger sister named Aliyah, who died at the age of 11 from complications caused by a condition called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. Aliyah's long-suffering health impacted the entire Hadid family and left Lena largely neglected. Jace also learns from Yusuf that Lena had an older brother, Omar Hadid, whose whereabouts are currently unknown. At the end of their conversation, a seemingly apathetic Yusuf Hadid, who also demeans and patronizes his wife, Emily Hadid, warns Jace to stay away from his family, and that he had never believed that the writer was ever a friend of Lena's. Meanwhile, Detective Johnson and Officer Ramos are trying to track down Lena's brother, Omar Hadid, after failing to get much information from the victim's parents. A frustrated Ramos snaps at Detective Johnson, who is beginning to feel suspicious of the officer's temperamental behavior. Following his encounter with Yusuf Hadid, Jace attends his first session with his therapist, Astrid, who encourages the writer to open up about his feelings of anxiety and writer's block. Astrid assures Jace that he's in a safe place and the two hit it off straight away. Finally, the episode ends with a delirious Emily Hadid making a phone call to Officer Ramos of all people. Ramos is clearly in no mood to speak to Emily, but she continues to beg for his help, while saying that he's the only one who knows. Yeah. Just when I thought I knew where the story was going, that last phone call threw me right off. So, let's see how this messy plot continues to unravel.
No! No!
Jace! No! It's all your fault. It's all your fault, Jace!
No! No! Fuck. Just a dream.
Late August, 2023, Miami Police Station.
How could you have missed this, Detective Johnson?
Lieutenant Kaczynski, we responded as quickly as possible.
Your duty at this stage isn't to respond, it's to preempt and prevent. This writer, Jace Nolan, has not only taken the liberty of interrogating a suspect, but by the sounds of it, he's done a better job than you and your team.
Ma'am, we haven't identified Dr. Hadid as an official suspect yet.
Then, who are your suspects?
I assure you, we're working on it.
Detective Johnson, you're nearly 3 weeks into a homicide investigation. Do you understand how the length of time after a murder takes place impacts the likelihood of that case ever being solved?
We've made a lot of progress since identifying the body. The information about Lena Hadid and her past is helping us paint a clear picture. So these back and forth conversations are crucial. This is a sensitive case. We need to find motive. Means.
I'm perfectly aware of how it works.
Yes, of course.
When your wife passed away a few years ago, I sat you down at the office in Bend, and I asked you if you're still up for this. You assured me your personal life wouldn't interfere with your duty to the state.
This has got nothing to do with...
A young doctor has been murdered. Her body intentionally burnt to pieces in a public area of a small, tight-knit town. You have no official suspect. You have no leads. All you have is a story about an aerosol can and an officer with a weak temperament.
Officer Ramos has been my right hand during this investigation. And the aerosol bottle, the cause of the fire, was actually a room deodorizer. The same brand that was used at Missouri Cabin Rentals.
Oh, I should get you a frock coat and call you Sherlock Holmes?
Lieutenant Kaczynski, I...
Jace Nolan flew into Miami from Bend just 2 days before he visited Yusef and Emily Hadid at their Cassiola vacation rental. Does he have any other business to actually be in this city?
I've got Ramos doing a background check and investigating why Mr. Nolan would have posed as Lena's friend to Dr. Hadid.
I hear Yusef Hadid was furious when he reported the incident to the police.
Yes, he was.
The country's afraid, Detective Johnson. They need answers. I trust that I won't need to have any more conversations like these with you.
Lieutenant, I'm a father of 3 young women. I swear against the lives of all 3 of them, this has become the most important case of my entire career. I assure you, we will find answers. We will find justice for Lena Hadid.
The same day, at a quaint bookshop in Miami.
Okay, let's see. Rumi. Great, here's one. The Book of Rumi. 105 Stories and Fables. This'll do.
Looking for inspo?
Fuck! Up to 9. You scared the shit out of me. What are you doing here?
Dude, you've been ghosting me all week. I've got my dad on my back and an empire to run.
I was gonna email you.
Hey, save me the lip service, okay? What's going on? You look like shit.
Thanks.
No, seriously. You look like a vomited up version of me after I've had one too many Mai Tais, except for paler. And, I mean, you wouldn't catch me dead in those pants.
I've just been tired.
Tired doing what? Because you sure as fuck haven't been riding, my friend. You want tired? Try managing 12 other riders just like you. I mean, they're not all as emotionally unstable as you, but it comes with a lot of additional responsibility. Trust me, Jace. Count your lucky stars that you're just a rider. Your job's easy compared to most. Anyway, want to grab a latte? There's a cafe on the 2nd floor.
Yeah, sure. Let me just pay for this book.
I can't believe they don't do pumpkin spice lattes here. Hello, getwiththetimes.com.
I think the guests here are more interested in the books.
Nobody's interested in just books. Everybody's interested in having an image. Books are like accessories, like a Chanel purse. This is what I keep trying to explain to you when you're obsessing over your metaphors and plot holes and shit. All you need is an Instagrammable cover and a concept that's gonna go viral. Seriously, dude, this manuscript that you've been taking months to turn in, I could have blasted it out in like 3 days if I had some spare time.
But for the love of time, didn't hit record sales because of an Instagrammable cover. But thanks for comparing my novels to a purse.
Hey, I'm just saying you need to work on your personal brand. That's the shit that's going to make you more coin.
Sure.
Right, so can I expect your pages in my inbox by the end of the week? We need to get things moving.
Nanai. I need more time than that.
See, now you're just playing me like a yo-yo. A few weeks ago, you promised that you'd have this entire manuscript ready. And then, like the bigger person that I am, gave you more time after all the drama with Lena Hadid.
All that drama? Fuck. Nanai, do you have any empathy at all? She had a really tough life.
But why are you so hung up on her? Why are you even in Miami?
I just needed some inspiration, sunshine, a change of scene. It just happens to be in Miami.
Okay, so let me ask you something.
What?
Are you still taking your meds?
How's that got anything to do with what we're talking about?
Well, it's just that you got the train to Star River, and I know you get a bit weird on trains. I'm just wondering if it triggered you.
No, I didn't get triggered. I'm fine. I'm over all that shit. I even got myself a therapist over here. Her name is Astrid, and she's wonderful. Somebody who wasn't okay wouldn't have taken the initiative to book themselves a therapist. So as you can see, I'm perfectly well and healthy.
Okay, no need to bite my head off. Well, since you've got yourself a nice little therapist and you're taking your meds, then I'm sure you can put in a couple extra shifts and send me those pages by Friday.
Nine.
Look, I'm gonna be real with you. If you don't pull yourself together as soon as possible, you're gonna end up losing this entire contract. There are tons of upcoming romance novelists that Dad and I are interested in. And honestly, they're a lot more relevant and interesting than you. We're doing you a favor. Don't screw it up. I know you think I'm an entitled dick, but that's the way you've got to be if you want to survive in this world. The same world that didn't give me a box to check on medical forms when I was a kid because what I identified as wasn't mainstream enough. The same world that'll eat you alive because it doesn't give a shit about your fucking inner turmoils or whatever. Don't question my empathy. I've got empathy. But I also know what it takes to actually get things that I want from life. Maybe you just hate on me because even though I'm like half your age and don't walk around calling myself a man, my golden balls are bigger than yours will ever be. Anyway, I've got a massage booked. I better go. Even flying business class doesn't go easy on my neck. I'm as stiff as your writing. I'll ping you later.
Evening time. Ramos is with Rosita in her family home.
I'm stuffed. When did you become such a good cook?
I've been cooking this recipe for years. You're just hardly around family dinners anymore. We missed you at the barbecue this summer. The kids are always asking about their favorite tío.
Yeah, I'm their only uncle. Mis pequeños monstruos. I can't believe how much they've grown. Isaac was playing his sax for me earlier. Shit, that kid's gonna be on TV and soon. And little Enzo, with his airplane models, they're such good boys, Rosita. They both have your warm spirit and your eyes.
Remember how mommy used to say that children always have their mother's eyes?
Yeah, I do. I do. But really, how are you doing, sis? Is Alex looking after you and the boys?
Yes, hermanito, he is.
Yes, I am your little brother. But that's besides the point. Are you sure you're okay? I know you.
Yes. Come on. You're at my house, not the damn police station. Don't go all Officer Ramos on me.
I'm just looking out for you, Rosita. You're my sister, and I love you.
I'm your favorite sister, right?
Nope. Not falling for that one. If you know, you know. You're gonna get me in trouble. You don't know what it's like when all five of you gang up on me.
We just miss you.
I know. And I miss you too. I'm sorry I haven't been around much. I keep saying I'll be better than I...
Hey, you have nothing to apologize for. I know we give you a hard time, but we're so unbelievably proud of you. Look at where you've come from and where you are now, detective.
Well, I'm not a detective yet. Close. Just waiting for final approval from the department. And my boss. You know, the lead detective I'm working with?
But you will be.
You've always believed in me, Rosita. Always.
Always. And I'll always be here for you, too. You know that.
I know. And I appreciate that. But, Rosie, would you still be here for me if I... You know, if I...
What?
I mean, would you still be here for me and be proud of me if I did something... Something you weren't proud of?
Well, that's impossible. I mean, you're my brother, my Hector the Protector, my sweet little brother. But I know you, Salvo. I'm not blind, deaf, nor dumb. You are your papi's son. So I know that you have that mujeriego machismo BS part of you as well. And Lord knows what you and your boys get into when you're out in the streets chasing who knows what all night. But one thing I can say for certain is that I know my brother. And you have a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Anyway, forget all that. Café?
Yeah, sure.
Coming right up.
Hey, D.
Ramos?
I know. You hate it when I call you D. What's up?
We found Omar Hadid.
We found Omar? Where?
Orlando.
Oh, shit. He's closer than we thought.
Yes. Stuffing your face with enchiladas all evening. We've been doing some actual work.
First off, we're Puerto Rican, and we eat pasteles, not enchiladas. Enchiladas are Mexican. I've worked my ass off for the past 8 months, and you've known I've had this time blocked off from my family for at least a month.
I've had the guys at the station saying that you've been insufferable these last few days. What's going on with you?
Right. And I apologize for losing my cool with them last week. I've just been feeling run down, that's all.
We're all feeling run down, Ramos.
But we all don't have to deal with their boss not knowing the difference between Puerto Ricans and Mexicans, do we?
I'm sorry, do you have something to say?
Nothing, D.
Well, whatever it is, get your shit together. This is what a real homicide investigation feels like. Do you want to make detective or not?
Of course I do. What do you need?
We need to arrange to meet Omar Hadid as soon as possible. He's already spoken to the team and is more than willing to answer questions.
I'm on it. He's staying at that Casiola vacation rental, right?
Yes. How did you know?
Easy guess. No, really. When I was going through their financials, I noticed a pattern. I saw that they really like staying at Casiola vacation rentals a lot. So I looked through their inventory and found that they have several luxury properties in Orlando. Luxury properties that I know would be a perfect fit for the Hadids.
Yeah. He's staying at a rental near Islands of Adventure for a photography project, I believe. He went out of his way to mention that you could see the Velocicoaster right from the property's front window. That was interesting.
Do his parents know he's in the country?
They haven't spoken in years, apparently. It's a bizarre family dynamic. You'd expect them to reconnect after the death of Lena. I don't know, it's a minefield.
Yeah, I think the death of Aaliyah really fucked them up.
Yeah, they've certainly had to deal with a number of tragedies in their lives.
B, we've done that background check on Chase Nolan, too. His recent travel dates have been weirdly in line with this case. Wouldn't be surprised if he turned up in Orlando as well.
Yep, I agree. Don't let him catch on that we're keeping a close eye on him, though. I'm curious to see what he does next.
Sure. I'll start making the arrangements for Orlando.
Thank you, Ramos. And Ramos, you know why I'm hard on you, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Shit. What am I supposed to do now? Who's this? Fuck, it's probably Emily Hadid. Stop calling me. Fuck. For fuck's sake, stop calling me.
Salvo, what on earth? What's going on?
The next morning, Chase is at his therapy session with Astrid.
If you truly seek pure love, keep on searching. For that's the only water that will quench your thirst for a lifetime. That is the original fountain of purity that your soul has been reaching for, not me. This is beautiful, Jace. Thank you so much.
Yeah, love letters. It's my favorite story from the book. It's a great book, actually. I didn't realize Rumi wrote short tales. In the States, he's just renowned for his quotes, and sometimes his poetry.
Well, I'm touched. It's a wonderful gift. Thank you again. Although you certainly didn't have to.
I wanted to. I really like the way you read, actually. I don't know, maybe it's the accent.
Oh, Jace.
No, really, it's cool.
Well, it's definitely easier to read when the writing's as authentic as this. You know, I have so much respect for writers, actually. I mean, coming up with the idea is one thing, but the way you perfectly crossed each sentence against the last. You're magicians, really.
If that's the case, then this magician's all out of tricks.
Hey, what did we say about being kinder to yourself?
Right, I know, sorry. It's just a nine turning up in Miami the other day. Like, they own the fucking city. You know, they compared my Redding to a Chanel purse, right?
Well, Chanel purses are gorgeous.
I wouldn't know. I'm not really into those things. Fuck. Why does the nine get under my skin so much?
Probably because you let them. I know you don't want to hear this right now, but the nine sounds highly amusing. What a name, too. Nine.
Yeah, it's after their year of birth. They changed it after their transition. You know, as much as Nanite's BS makes me want to kill myself, I've always been in awe of their bravery. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little jealous of it.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cool that Nanine has owned their identity, regardless of what others think. There's real courage in loving yourself in that way. I've always thought that. But why do you think you feel jealous?
Because I've always struggled to own my shit in the same way. Sometimes I feel like I just hide behind my character, you know? And I don't want to do that anymore. I have so much more inside of me, and I want to let it bleed on paper, openly. Like Nanine. Maybe that's why I've been so drawn by Lena Hadid's writing. She used to write honestly and fearlessly, too. She faced her demons head on and actually got that book for you because of her. Rumi was Lena's favorite author.
Oh, wow. Well, she had great taste.
Yeah. She seemed pretty amazing. This was a great idea. A walk along the waterfront. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I like to mix the sessions up sometimes. It's pretty boring sitting between those same old four walls week in, week out. Plus, I love the sound of the ocean. I'm actually so lucky that my apartment is just a stone's throw away from Biscayne Bay. We can have more sessions like this if you want.
That'd be great. I love that. They don't even feel like sessions, to be honest. I feel like I'm just talking to...
I know what you mean. So, question. And you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But out of curiosity, how often do you read Lena Hadid's writing? You know, blogs, social media posts.
She wasn't really on social media at all. But her blogs, I read. And reread them nearly every day. Is that weird? It's just that she used to write about spirituality a lot. I've never really been a spiritual person, but these last few weeks, I've been having these feelings. They feel bigger than me. I can't even put them into words, but when I read Lena's writing, it helps make sense of what I'm going through.
Hmm. And what is it that you think you're going through, Jace?
What a question. I don't know. The nightmares, the writer's block, the crazy paranoia. I don't know what it all means. I don't know what I'm going through. And it's the not knowing that scares me the most. I've always been a person who's enjoyed control.
Yeah, I get that. So has this been from an early age, do you think?
Totally. I'm your Taurus stereotype. I enjoy routine and familiarity. I enjoy knowing that things are in my control. Funny, because that's actually why I rented an e-bike with Mountain to travel around Miami. It'd drive me mad if I had to rely on Ubers. At least with an e-bike, it's all on my own watch.
Oh, that definitely makes sense. Sounds like being in control of certain elements of your life helps make you feel safe. And safety is a basic human need, as our good friend Maslow has shown us.
Yeah, but did you know his hierarchy of needs was never actually meant to be a pyramid?
Yeah, I know. But we live in a world of monkeys who go along with most of the things you tell them, as long as you sound convincing enough. Anyway, my point is, if doing certain things like seeking control helps make you feel safe, then there's nothing wrong with that, so long as you're pursuing those things in a healthy way. So renting an e-bike with Mount so you can explore the city in your own time, that's healthy. But feeling a strong desire to change things that are simply out of your hands, not so healthy. Like the weather, or your audience's interpretation of your writing, or the tragedies that you say Lena Hadid had experienced in her life. These are things that you can't control, Jace. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So then, should you ask yourself, do these uncontrollable things even deserve your energy?
Yeah, you're right. God, sometimes I just wanna be able to do something crazy, you know? Just to shake myself out of this fucking funk and be okay with going with the flow. Ride the waves. I wish I had that in me.
You could try paddleboarding.
Sorry, what?
Paddleboarding, right here at Biscayne Bay. It's the perfect spot for it. You could use the same company, Mounts, and rent a paddleboard with them and have an adventure of your own. Ride the waves.
I'm not much of a paddleboarding person.
While there's a bunch of other fun things you could do, Mounts actually works with a number of local vendors in Miami. I'm friends with many of them. There's plenty more exciting things you can rent other than just e-bikes, and be your most spontaneous self. I actually went kayaking thanks to Mount last week. They make adventuring so easy.
No way! You kayak?
Don't look so surprised. There's a lot more to me than just therapy, you know.
I didn't doubt that at all.
Yeah, so I went with my family. We had a great time.
Oh, you mean like your husband?
Oh, I guess that's all for today. This session went by so quickly, didn't it? The walk really helped. I enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Is there something else you want to share?
No, it's okay. I'll save it for our next session. I'm sure you're busy with your other clients anyway.
Jace, it's fine. Tell me. But quickly, because it looks like it's going to start raining soon.
Well, earlier when you were saying that I seek control to feel safe, and maybe that's why I've been reading Lena Hadid's writing so much, to help me feel as well informed about her as possible, so that I can manage my own emotions.
Yes.
But, see, that's not the only reason I've been reading her work.
Okay.
I don't know when these feelings started. It's hard to put a timestamp on events these days. And as people keep reminding me, I can barely distinguish between fact and fiction. But what I do know for certain is that I'm drawn to Lena Hadid's energy like a moth to an open flame. I know it's weird, and I know she's dead, but I can feel her inside me stirring my soul, somewhere beneath my chest, and making my chest feel like it's gonna fucking explode. The more I read her writing and the more I hear her tragic stories and the more I imagine her dark hair as the night sky, the more I'm drawn to her. And that fucking scares me. Because sometimes it feels like I just black out, you know? Like I just lose large moments of my day in this complete hypnotic, long drawn out submission to this beautiful doctor who wanted to preserve people's lives more than anything else in the world.
Jace, I'm struggling to understand what you mean.
Astrid, I'm fixated. Fixated on Lena Hadid. I think I have been for a long, long time.
Oh shit, I knew Jace had issues, but what the hell is that all about? Derailed is a no BS production on the Amplified Audio Network of podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stopinger, and Neely Khan. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali, and this episode has been co-written and co-directed by Neely Khan and Mateo Bradford Vazquez. The team would like to thank the sponsors featured in this episode: Cassiola, who provides you with vacation homes you'll love across Miami, Orlando, and Aruba, and Mount, who make everything rentable and allow you to travel lighter. Do check these awesome brands out by following the sponsor links in our show notes, as this podcast would not have been possible without them. I'll catch you again for episode 7. I mean, I'm still just as confused, but I'm looking forward to hearing what else the story has in store.